Baby, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. This is Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts store right by you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. Business doing pretty good and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, really good.
That's good, yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, sure, no problem. Hey, listen, do you think maybe you could stop fucking looking at me like that every time I come in? Because, like, every time I come in, you're just looking at me like that. And just stop looking at me. I'm tired of you looking at me. Giving me those snake eyes.
What? Giving
me those fucking snake eyes and just looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
Are you joking right now?
Not at all. I am sick of it. I'm a sensei. My name is Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job, go to work. And every time I come in, you're looking at me.
Okay, this is a joke.
No, I am not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. First time I seen you was when I first started here 3 months ago. I haven't seen you since. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, is this the owner then? Because one of you females in there are just looking at me. Like, I come in, I have to walk around all that shit you put out on the sidewalk, all those strollers and toys and shit. It looks like my ex-wife's backyard or something.
Okay, well, this call is a very harassing call, and I could call the cops on you for calling me, cursing me out like this.
I'll call the cops and tell them you've been looking at me, and I feel threatened every time I come to my own work.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And your lazy eyes freaking me out.
Baby.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I got hung up on by that girl that's always giving me the snake eye whenever I come to work.
Oh?
Yeah, listen, I talked to the building manager. I talked to the owner of this building, and he says you can't keep all your shit out on the sidewalk. Because I almost trip over it every time I get here. I have to walk around. It's a sidewalk. It's not a fucking display window. It's a sidewalk. This is Sensei Doug from upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a sidewalk. Do you know what a sidewalk is? The purpose of a sidewalk is so you can walk on it.
Are you talking about our clearance rack in front of our store?
All the shit in front of the store. You always have strollers out there. It looks like a goddamn garage sale. You have strollers and toys.
Is there a reason you're cursing
shit
at me?
Because every time I come to work, you guys are looking at me. You're just looking at me. Stop looking at me like that.
Who's looking at you?
Give me the fucking snake eye every time I come to work. I shouldn't have to feel threatened just coming to work, you know?
Is this a joke?
No. I'm sick of all this shit. I'm like, all this time I've been having to walk around all that crap in the sidewalk. It's like,
why do you even park in front of our store? What are you having to walk around? I don't understand.
I come in front of the store all the time, and you guys know that because you always look at me. I mean, guess what? The dumpster's in back. If you want to throw all your crap away, throw in the dumpster. Just don't leave it on the sidewalk.
We don't leave anything on the sidewalk. We put stuff out for display that's for sale. If you have a problem with it, I guess you could take it up with the property manager.
I have.
Don't call me cursing at me.
He told me. He said I'll talk to them. I'll get them to stop leaving shit all over the sidewalk.
Okay, that's great. Then he can call and talk to us. I guess you should just open your eyes and watch where you walk.
It look like a bunch of hobos live here.
This is the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received. Nobody's giving you snake eyes. You think we stand in front of the store and wait for you to walk by every day?
No, I can see you from inside.
I don't even know who you are or what you look like. Are you crazy?
I can see you from inside. You're all judging me and, like, just looking at me.
Judging you? How do you see us from inside? You think we're sitting there watching you,
waiting
for
you? I have ninja eyes. I'm Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're going to curse at me now. You're going to curse at me now. Howdy, everyone. This is Roy. You're listening to the 559th episode of the Snowplow Show.
This is a show where I call people up and I just say the same thing to them over and over. It's very repetitive, but for some reason you guys listen to it. I'm not sure why. This one's brought to you by Tokus Pocus, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Miguel F., Where's Wolf, and Arbitrary Alex. Those are the sponsors of today's show. Thanks, you guys, for being supporters. And, of course, thanks to the new supporters, Travis C., Justin S., Kyle, Eric B., Gabriel S., and Main 25. Those are a few of the people that have joined up recently over at patreon.com/phonelosers, and they're now enjoying the extra shows every single week. None this week yet. I've been a little busy this week. I completely fucked up my asterisk system, and it's eaten up about 2 days of my time. It's completely fucked. Nothing works. I can't receive calls. I can't make calls. All of the answering machines are disconnected now. So if you want to hack answering machines on PLA's T&I thing, it's broken. Hopefully I'll get that back up by this weekend. And I guess today, whatever I'm going to do today, I will be dialing out directly, you know, minus the asterisk system, so I won't be able to spoof my caller ID. I'll just have some weird number. What a big pain in the ass. This thing's more trouble than it's worth lately. The call-in lines are broken. Everything's broken. My phone on my desk here is just blinking a bunch of orange lights. It's freaking out that it can't connect to anything.
What do you wear to answer the phone? What difference does it make? None today, but tomorrow, if video phone comes, as well it might, then people everywhere will be getting spiffed up for a phone call. With these kinds of technological advances, who knows what the future will look like?
I've got another submission from Frank here. Frank sends me a lot of stuff, but this is a karate school near places, is what he says. And he's right. It's a karate school. It's near some places. It's not in a shopping center. It's more like just in a neighborhood. It's a corner building on a block, but there's some businesses across from it and down the street a little bit. So what could I say to those people? Oh, I don't know. Maybe that they're looking at me. What else am I going to do with karate places? Here's a wine and spirits store right across the street from them, kind of on the side of them.
Wine and spirits, can I help you?
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be sending one of my students over there. He's only 12, but he's got permission to go ahead and buy some alcohol for me. It's just going to be a bottle of wine, that's all.
No, can't do that.
Why not?
He's not even allowed legally to touch anything in this store.
Yeah, but I'm giving him permission. I'm calling to give him permission.
If you get the ATF calling me to give me permission, fine. But you don't have, you know, you don't have any say over the law. So,
no,
we could get closed down for that.
Well, I don't care
what you say. Whoever's doing that for you is doing it illegally. I can tell you that.
Well, come on, be cool. Don't like just this one time because I need to get some.
Yeah, sorry, bud, can't do it.
All right. Hey, I come in there all the time, though, and you guys are always looking at me.
For what reason?
I don't know why. Like, why do you guys always look at me like that? Like, the cashier's always...
I know this conversation is not going in the right direction. I'm sorry I can't help you.
Okay.
But find somebody else.
Okay, forget that part of it. Hey, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place across the street.
Yes.
Whenever I'm walking to work in the daytime, you guys are always in there just looking at me while I'm walking. Can you just stop looking at me like that?
I don't know what you're referring to. I've never actually seen you walk by.
I'm always in the, you know, I got my shrouds on, my karate shrouds.
Okay.
My martial arts belt.
Okay.
And my Walkman.
I don't know what you're referring to, because I personally have not, and I'm usually here in the morning, so...
Is it because I cut through your parking lot once?
I don't think so, no. I can't imagine that anybody's just staring at you.
Yeah.
But I apologize if that's what's happening.
You guys are always, like all of you, you're always up back there just looking at me from behind the windows. Just give me snake eyes. Like, I don't see why you got to give me snake eyes like that.
I don't think that's actually happening, but I apologize if it is.
Well, don't call me a liar. It's definitely happening.
Okay.
It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, we're supposed to be good neighbors. We're just businesses. It's not like we're competing businesses. I just do marshal.
Yeah, no, marshal. I don't know why anybody would.
Yeah, are you sure it's not you doing it and you're just you know, denying it?
I'm 100% positive it's not me doing it.
Well, can you ask everyone there to please stop giving me snake eyes?
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to send one of my students over. He's going to buy some alcohol.
Nope.
Why not?
Well, because they have to be 21.
Oh, no, he's 21.
Oh, all right. Well, if he's 21, by all means, yeah.
Yeah, I made him an ID.
Okay.
It's like he identifies as a 21-year-old. You know how you can't discriminate against gender now? Like we used to be able to?
Yeah, that's not really how it works.
Okay, but I made him an ID, so it's fine. He's got growth issues that makes him look like he's 13. Yep, so he's going to come over there and just buy a bottle of wine. And it's for me, though. It's for me.
Hey, I don't know where this conversation's going, man.
Yeah, that's what the guy said before. He said it's not going in the right direction. I don't know what you guys mean.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, I'm not the one that's looking at you guys, though. You guys are always looking at me.
Well, I personally have not looked at you, so I don't know where this is going.
Do you know what I look like?
I do not.
Then how do you know you haven't looked at me? Maybe you look at me every day.
Well, maybe I do.
You don't know what I look like.
Okay.
I was there last week. And, you know, like in your cooler?
Yeah.
I was inside your cooler for a little while.
Okay.
And I think I left my Kenny Loggins CD inside the cooler. Did you happen to find that?
Yeah, it's definitely not in there.
Well, have you checked?
I did check, yeah.
I don't believe you.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
Okay. Well, anyway, just quit looking at me, okay? Just stop looking at me all the time.
Okay. Like I said, I'm not the one looking at you. I don't know who you're referring to, but
yeah,
I will
see,
have a conversation with my employees.
But you're definitely doing it. Everyone there is doing it. They're always looking at me. They're always like, why do you guys give me snake eyes? I can understand if you're just looking up, but you guys are giving me snake eyes.
Okay.
I don't see what your problem is.
What's that?
I just don't see what your problem is.
Well, we don't really have a problem. Are you sending someone down for alcohol?
Yeah, one of my students. Are there customers in there right now?
There are, yes.
Attention, wine and spirits shoppers. 50% off all the wine and beer today. Everything is 50% off. Get it while it's hot, because it's 50% off. Did the customers hear that?
Yep.
Are they all, like, just making a mad rush to buy more alcohol now?
Yep.
Nice. Well, you know, you kind of deserve it for looking at me like this all the time.
I don't know how we're looking at you, but like I said, I apologize if any of the employees here have looked at you in a negative way.
And see, now you're trying to turn the customers against me. You're trying to get the customers to, like, drive by and look at me. This is kind of bullshit.
Where do you work again? I'm sorry.
The martial arts place across the street.
Okay. What's the PAL one?
Yeah, that one.
What's your name?
Sensei Doug. Why are you going to tell all your customers to come over and look at Sensei Doug when they drive by?
No, because I'm not.
I see you guys, like, looking at me when you drive by, too.
I'm going to tell everybody not to look at you, and I would prefer if you didn't send your underage student down here to buy alcohol.
No, he just turned 21. It's fine. He'll be over in a few
minutes.
No,
you said that you made him an ID, right?
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's not 21, though.
Well, you said he looks 13.
Yeah, don't discriminate just because he has a growth problem.
Okay.
He'll be there in just a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Across the street, we have a framing and gallery store. Fine art.
This is Valerie.
Hey, Mallory. This is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place across the street.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Me and one of my students were in the back room there earlier today. And I think I left my Kenny Loggins cassette tape, you know, sitting on a shelf or something.
In here?
Yeah, inside your store in the back room.
Like the workshop area?
Oh, no, in the back, you know, like where we're not supposed to be. Like we were in the back room, me and one of my students.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what you mean by the back room, because there's not really a...
Well, the back area.
Back room.
Yeah, you know, the employees only area.
So the workshop where we actually do all the fitting and everything, that's what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, yeah, there's a lot. This is a big building. I haven't seen a tape. Let me, can I put you on hold and I'll take a look around?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me look.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't see anything at the moment, but I'll keep an eye out for it, and if I find it, I'll walk it over.
Okay, because we were up in the ceiling tiles, too. Maybe it fell out of my pocket while we were crawling around.
Are you trying to call the frame shop?
Yeah, I'm directly across the street from you. I'm in the martial arts place. This is Sensei Doug.
Sure. I mean, maybe you came in when I wasn't here. Did you talk to Tim?
Oh, no, we didn't talk to anyone. We snuck in.
What?
No, I was teaching my students ninja skills. I bring them over one at a time, and we just sneak around various businesses and, you know, just crawl into off-limit areas.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then. That's good to know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not going to catch us at it. We've never been caught once.
Okay. Well, you're obviously very good at it.
Yep. It's just, you know, this time I lost my Kenny Loggins cassette tape.
Uh-huh.
So I was just
okay.
Hoping...
Well, tell you what. I'll look for your Kenny Loggins cassette tape in the ceiling and let you know.
Okay. I might just, you know, well, maybe I'll just come across it the next time we're over there, sneaking around.
Sure.
Practicing our ninja skills.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, and good luck with that.
Okay. All right.
Have a good day.
You have a good day, too.
Bye.
Bye. Damn her for being amused with me. Those are actually the only places I can get to pick up on this list. Or, I don't know, there actually is one other one, but I'm going to delete that one because it was so stupid and boring. You guys don't want to hear it. But now I kind of want to do more of these. So I've got this other list from Max Power. By the way, thank you, Frank, for that list. But Max Power sent me a list last year, a gigantic list of a bunch of places, you know, a bunch of karate places. And I've marked off the ones that I've done, but I still have a bunch left to go. So I'm just going to start with the first one on the list here.
You always have a game of...
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the Taekwondo place, you know, here.
Hi.
In the shopping center.
Yes.
I was wondering if you'd caught any of my students in there this evening?
No.
Oh, none of them?
Mm-mm. We have a little boy in here, but he was the grandson of the lady at the at the thrift shop.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, there should be 7 boys in there right now.
No. Nope.
Okay, well, I don't know where they are. I sent them over there to just kind of hide.
Hide?
Well, it's a part of their training for, you know, ninja training.
All right. So they're hiding?
Yeah.
They're hiding, and you're not sure where they are. They're doing a good job of it.
Yeah. I always send them over there because it's a big place, and there's lots of, you know, just they go into the off-limit areas. So mm-hmm. have you been in any of the back rooms or anything lately?
I will do it. Okay. I mean, if my bartender was here, and if she saw them come in when I wasn't here, but she went home sick, so let me check around for you. Hold on, okay?
Well, she wouldn't see them. They sneak in. Like, you don't really see them come in the door.
Yeah, okay,
this is like
I get you.
Ninja training.
I gotcha. I actually just closed a closet door here just a bit ago, so I'm going to reopen that, and I'll look around thoroughly for you, okay?
Okay, I'm just concerned that the parents are going to get here before they get back. And
yeah, you know, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's seven of them, right?
Yeah, seven boys.
Okay, so hopefully, because there's so many of them, they should be fine. It's just
yeah.
a matter of finding them.
It's just, sometimes,
let me look around for you, okay?
Sometimes they sneak up into the ceilings and stuff.
Oh, right. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, well, no, we encourage them to do, like, parkour and, you know, ninja moves and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm aware of what my brother did, ninja training. Actually, my father's cousin is Steve.
Dave.
Steve.
Dave. Steve Dave?
No, it's Steve. Golly, my goodness, how could I forget him? I know this man, and he's my family. It's my dad's cousin. Hayes. Stephen Hayes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't care.
Stephen Hayes is my dad's cousin. So anyway, my brother did ninjutsu training as well. So
let me
see what I can find out.
Okay.
Hopefully they've done their job right and I don't find them.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, all right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. I mean, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm gonna hang on to the phone.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you. Searching the bar for all the ninja kids. I thought people would be more annoyed with this whole idea. Hopefully you guys can hear that.
Yeah. And they were sent here. They're supposed to be hiding.
Really?
Ninjutsu training. All right, this is your buddy here.
She's asking customers if they've seen little boys. I've been on hold for a while now, and I hear her talking to someone back there. I'm sure I'm going to delete most of this out of the show, because it's taking forever. I hear her opening doors and saying, hello? Any ninja boys in here? No, she didn't say that part, but...
Hang on just a second. Hello?
Hello.
Did they come back?
No, not yet. So you didn't find them?
Okay. No, I don't see any ceiling tiles that are disturbed. That doesn't mean if they weren't doing their job right that I would.
Yeah, they would put them back just as they found them. They're
exactly.
very disciplined.
They're either doing a very good job or they're not here.
I hope they didn't get into the alcohol.
I opened up even the storage room in the back where I know for sure that has not been unlocked today, just in case they got in there through the ceiling somewhere and then dropped down into that room and were hanging out.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
They know how to get through locks, too.
I even opened that closet to take a look and see if there were boys in there, and they weren't. Now, the one thing I have not done is call out to them and ask them to come out because people are starting to worry.
Oh, no, we're not worried. They're fine. Oh. I'm not worried one bit.
Okay, good.
I hope they haven't gotten into the alcohol again, because that happened a couple months ago at your place.
In my alcohol?
Yeah, the boys got into the alcohol. They all came back drunk.
What?
I train them really good, so they can pretty much do whatever they want while they're in there. Nobody's going to see them.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, that's
not cool for them to steal our alcohol.
Well, no, they didn't. I didn't send them to steal it. You know, just boys will be boys.
I know you didn't, but they did do it.
Yeah, they drank a lot of it too. They were shit-faced.
Oh my god.
Yep.
All right. Well, I did look in the room where the alcohol is, and I don't see any signs of them. But that
okay.
doesn't mean they're not here somewhere.
All right. Well,
I'm just surprised that seven boys could be that filthy.
Yeah. Well, no, we train them good.
I know. My brother used to scare the crap out of me on purpose.
Yep.
He'd come in someplace, and I mean, there was no way I shouldn't have seen him. You know.
Yep.
And a lot of it is just a matter of being still.
That's right. Yep. Just like a ninja.
If you're still, people will walk right past you when you're out in plain sight.
Yep.
So, all righty. Well,
yeah, we got 20 minutes till the parents get here, so.
Hopefully they'll be back by then.
Yeah, they know when they have to be back by, so maybe they're just.
What time did you send them out?
About 45 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then we were definitely open by then.
Yeah, yeah. They went straight to your place. And so they
don't come in the front door.
I tell them to go in any way they want. I don't know if you have a different entrance or...
Sometimes the only way they can get in is through the front door.
Well, I know this one group of students, they went in through the place next door to you, and they climbed through the ceiling tiles and dropped down that way.
Yep. So, all righty.
They may have done that. Maybe they're just...
All righty. Well, they could be up in the ceiling somewhere, but they're not down on the ground.
Yeah.
I can see them, so...
Okay, well, thank you so much for checking around.
You're welcome.
All right.
I hope they get back on time before parents worry.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, because there's seven of them. I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're doing what they were trained to do.
That's right. I'll tell the parents to shut the fuck up if they give me any problems.
It's like, hey, I called her. Your sons are good.
Yep. It's your own fault for sending them to someone like me that's like so good at this training.
That's right. I have a grandson I wanted to put into something like this. I probably should come down and talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, just tell him ahead of time to stay out of the fucking alcohol.
That's right. All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Holy shit, that laugh. I don't get why this isn't bothering people. They either don't believe me or they're just fine with it. They're like, oh, okay. Bunch of ninja kids hiding around here. I kind of want to keep at this until someone reacts properly.
Lovely Sauce, can I help you?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place, just around the corner a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was wondering, can you tell all of your employees to stop looking at me whenever I walk by?
What do you mean?
You're just always looking at me. You're always just looking at me. Just looking.
I don't think we never looked at you when you walked out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, every single time. Like, I glance over there, and you're all just looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Oh, I think you do. I think you're just trying to deny it. And, I just feel like I should be able to walk to my own place of business without you just looking at me like that.
You can walk wherever you want to. We just never stare at... We don't have time to stare at you.
Well, it seems like you do. It seems like every time I walk by, you're all just... You stop what you're doing, and you're just looking at me and give me snake eyes.
Okay, I don't have time for this crap, actually.
Well, I don't have time for this
crap. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but we're all working in here, and we don't even know you walked by or anything.
You're kind of being mean as it is. You're being really mean. That place was a little bit too small to have kids hiding out in. Maybe I shouldn't have such a large group of them. I'll just say it's three ninjas, like the movie.
Oh my God, I can help you.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
All right.
And we were in there, there's a male employee there, right?
Why?
Well, me and one of my students were in there about 30 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in there just hiding. We're, for ninja training.
Yeah.
And he kept looking at us. But he didn't say anything. He was just looking.
Can you describe him to me, please?
I don't remember. I was just wondering, did he actually see us? Because if he did, then I have to fail the student.
Did he have a taller figure or no?
Yeah, he's kind of a taller guy. He's an employee. Do you have a lot of male employees?
Yeah. His shift is off, so I can't ask him.
Oh, darn.
But I don't think he did. Because he didn't say anything about it?
Yeah, he didn't say anything to us. Usually when people discover us, they yell at us and chase us out of the store.
Oh.
Because we were in their ninja training. I was just showing my student how to hide and be like a ninja.
Uh-huh. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me hand you over to the owner.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
How can I help you?
Hello, is this the owner?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug from the martial arts place.
Oh, okay.
And me and one of my students were in your store about, 30 minutes ago maybe? And we were hiding.
Okay.
We were hiding in your store.
Okay.
And one of your employees kept looking over at us, but then he didn't say anything. I didn't know if he'd seen us. And we slipped away when he wasn't looking. When he looked away, we slipped away like ninjas.
Okay.
I didn't know if he... Did he see us? Because if he saw us, then I have to fail my student for not being a good ninja.
Oh, no, we didn't see you guys, so...
Okay, but he's not there anymore?
No, the only people here are myself and my daughter and a friend of hers.
Oh, is your daughter the one that's in the background talking a bunch?
Yeah.
Can you tell her to shut the fuck up?
Oh my god, who is this?
This is Sensei Doug.
Well, you're an asshole.
What? Why would you say
that? You're an asshole.
Why would you say that?
Why are you calling? What do you want? Because I know you weren't in my store.
Oh no, we sneak in. We're ninjas.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't see why you have to call me an asshole. Like, what did I do?
Well,
to,
why are you cussing? I don't appreciate you cussing.
Well, then why are you cussing?
Because you're cussing.
How come you can cuss and I can't cuss?
Because you told me to tell my daughter to shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up.
Well, no, that's just because she was talking while you're on the phone.
No, she's not even in front of me.
I know, but I could hear her in the background. I have ninja ears.
I don't care if you can hear her in the background.
You need to tell that kid to shut the fuck up.
Okay, what the fuck do you want?
I just wanted to... I'm just trying to grade my students. That's all.
Well, you failed because you're rude.
No, that's not a part of ninja training. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
you're an
care.
Idiot.
There is no fucking ninja training.
And I can
I have nothing to do with the ninja training.
What do you mean there's no ninja training?
If you want to order some food, order some food. If not, get off my line.
Okay, well, you need to tell that kid to shut the fuck up. I can still
hear
her.
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up.
No... Did you tell her to shut the fuck up, or was that me?
You shut the fuck up.
No, she needs to... Can you put your daughter on the phone?
No, you need to shut the fuck up.
Well, not as much as your daughter, because she's just, like, going
well,
on...
Well, not as much as your daughter.
Well, she's just going on and on. What's she even talking about? Probably nothing.
She's not even talking.
She was. I could hear her.
She's not... Okay, then what did she say?
I can't understand, because she doesn't even know how to speak properly.
Exactly, right? Because she wasn't talking.
No, she was. She sucks at talking.
Okay, if this is a fucking joke, ha ha. Okay?
It's not a joke.
Get off my line.
No, you get off my... All right.
Dollar General, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, are you the manager?
I am.
Okay, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. Hey, a few of my students are in your store right now. My martial arts students.
Okay.
There's 30 of them over there right now.
30 students?
Yeah, they're all in their ninja gear.
Okay.
And
$4.
They've been over there for about 30 minutes. They're probably hiding in back rooms and in coolers and stuff.
Okay.
Have you seen them? Because they're supposed to be back by now.
No, I know. I don't even think I saw
him
come in.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't have let you see him come in. They're ninjas. They're, like, training for ninja stuff.
This one's four. The other one's five. You want me to look for him?
No. Can you make an announcement to him that they need to come back? Tell them their parents are here?
I can go yell.
Can you yell right now?
I don't
now?
Have an overhead announcement.
Oh, yeah. Could you...
Yeah, well, let me finish ringing up this lady.
Okay.
And then I'll yell, okay?
Okay, I'll wait.
You want to stay on the phone?
Yes, please.
Okay, hang in. Okay, I'm just going to the middle of the store to you. Hang in.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just say if there are any ninjas in here. Your parents are here.
If there's any ninjas in the store, your sensei says the time's up. Any ninjas back here?
I honestly don't think there's anybody in the store.
Oh, they wouldn't let you know that they're there. Do you have other...
I don't know where they would be hiding.
Yeah, they're really good. Sometimes they even go up in the ceiling tiles. Do you have any other customers?
Are you playing with me?
No, of course not.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Are there
other... They're in the ceiling tiles?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lady shopping here, but that's it.
Did she hear you say the ninja thing?
Yeah.
Oh. What did she react at all?
No. Looked at me like I was crazy.
Can you yell it one more time, just extra loud, just to make sure? Because they could be anywhere. They could be in the ceiling. They could be, you know, just anywhere.
Are you sure you're not playing with
me? No, I'm positive.
Okay.
Any ninjas in the store? Time to go back.
Okay. Now what?
I guess that's it. I mean, maybe just... I think maybe they're just waiting for an opportunity to escape without being seen.
Okay.
If they get desperate, you know, like, you might see a poof of smoke. Because that's, you know, one of their escape...
Now you're just seriously playing with me, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't know why you think that.
Okay. Because this is a very odd conversation.
No, this is just how we do ninja training.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Okay.
I announced it. Hopefully they come back.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye. Here's a 7-Eleven in the shopping center.
Hi, this is Five Guys.
Hey there. Is this the manager?
This is not. Do you want me to hand the phone to one?
Yeah, tell him it's Sensei Doug from the martial arts place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me hand you the phone to
okay.
her real quick.
Hello?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Uh-huh.
Me and a few of my students were in your place earlier today.
Yeah?
And we were inside your walk-in freezer. And
okay.
And I think I left my Walkman in there. Did anyone find that?
Let me see. I wasn't here earlier today, but...
Oh, it was like an hour ago.
Oh, shoot. Okay. You were in our freezer?
Yeah, we were in the walk-in freezer. We were in there for about 20 or 25 minutes.
For what?
What?
Why?
Oh, we were hiding.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I don't... Where did you have left it?
Oh, your phone's cutting out because you're in the freezer.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Where would you have left it?
In the cooler, in the walk-in cooler. I remember setting it down on something.
All right, let me just look real quick.
It's a Sony Walkman. It's got a Kenny Loggins tape in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It wasn't in there.
Oh, did any of the other employees find it maybe when they were in there?
I don't think so.
I mean,
I'll ask my manager when I go on break. Like my GM, I go on break.
Is the GM there?
No, he's not.
Where's he at?
Or she's not. Sorry.
What's she doing? Where's she at?
I don't know.
Oh.
Home probably.
Crud.
Yeah, I'll ask her. I'll call her when I go on break.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
For sure. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Burger King, how can I help you today?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. You know, I'm with the martial arts studio here in the shopping center.
Okay.
And I was inside your walk-in cooler earlier with a couple of my students. And I think I left my Walkman in there.
I'm sorry, one more time?
In your walk-in cooler. I think I left my Walkman in there.
I'm honestly not allowed to let people into my walk-in cooler, so I don't think you were at my location.
No, we snuck in. I'm here in the same shopping center as you.
And when was this exactly?
About an hour ago. Me and my students snuck in there together.
About an hour ago?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, I really don't know what to tell you. We haven't found anything.
Well, did you even check? I mean, it didn't sound like you checked.
I don't need to check.
I'm sorry. What, you're going to keep it for yourself?
It's a Walkman, man. I mean, I can go check for you, but I mean...
Yeah, that's what I was calling for, you fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, if you'd like, you can come in and come get it yourself.
Okay, I'll sneak back in.
Okay.
I'm calling Shelterland. How can I help you?
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
I was
in there maybe an hour ago with a couple of my students. We were inside your walk-in cooler.
Okay.
And I think I left my Walkman in there.
You were in the walk-in?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Let me go check. One second. Do you have any guess of where it would be?
I don't know. I just set it on top of some things. Is this the manager?
No. Do you want to talk to him, or I can go look in the walk-in?
Oh, yeah, that might be best.
Sure.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello.
So we didn't have anybody like working on our walk-in or anything today. Are you talking about the shelter in maybe?
Oh, no, it's the one there on East Drive. No, I wouldn't be working on it. We were just in there hiding. I'm at the martial arts place.
You were in there hiding from what?
It's part of the training that I give the students here. We always sneak into your place there and go into the walk-in cooler without being seen.
Okay, and you want to... okay, I'll hand it to the manager.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. This is Brock.
Hey there. It's Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here behind you.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to find out if anyone had found my Walkman. I left it in the cooler.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused. Why were you in the cooler?
I was in there with a couple of my students. It's part of our training here for the ninja portion. We just sneak in there and, you know, just kind of hang out in forbidden areas, like the cooler or whatever. And then we leave and nobody ever...
So you're saying that you trespass into my property and...
It's not trespassing. We're neighbors.
If you sneak into my walk-in, you being my neighbor does not negate that you can't just come into our building and use any of our facilities without permission.
No, that's the whole point of the ninja training. Like, it's just, we do this at least once a month at your place.
Yeah, okay.
It's never been.
Well, I think that you're just wasting my time at this point, so.
What do you mean wasting your
goodbye.
Time? What do you mean wasting your time? Damn it, I thought I was going to get a stern talking to.
Jack in the Box, this is Ben.
Oh, hey, Ben. This is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center?
Yes, how can I help you?
I was wondering, I was in there earlier today. I was inside your walk-in cooler. And I think I left
What about our walk-in?
Can you not hear me?
No, I'm sorry, our store phone isn't the best.
Your what?
Our store phone isn't the loudest.
Oh, I see. Okay, I was inside your walk-in cooler with a couple of my students... And I think I left my Walkman behind.
Well, the problem is that no customers are allowed behind the front counter.
Yeah, we kind of snuck in. It's part of our training here. About once a month, I have this, me and the students, we come in and we sneak in.
I'm sorry, I need a more serious phone call. I don't have time for this, okay?
No, this is
If you have a problem, if you're at the Martial Arts Center, come on, walk over to Jack, I'll help you in the lobby.
No, this is serious.
No one's allowed behind a front counter, and I can't take that seriously. If you have an issue, please come into the store. Thank
but
you.
No, I was behind the counter.
Okay,
I was inside the cooler with my... All right.
Ham dogs.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Hi.
Hi. I was in there earlier today with a couple of my students. We were inside your walk-in cooler.
Okay.
And I think I left my Walkman in there. Did anyone turn that in?
Ooh, I have no idea. You were, so where exactly were you?
Me and the two students, we were inside your walk-in cooler.
Okay.
We were in there hiding.
Let me put you on hold for just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Like, is it a walkie-talkie? And were you in the back? Or, I'm sorry, I'm just a little confused. I've never had anybody randomly call and say they were in our walk-in. So I just don't even know where to look.
Yeah, I was...
Or what to...
I was in the back in the walk-in cooler. Me and my two students.
Were you with someone? Or?
Yeah, I was with my two students. I was. They were.
No, I know, but were you with one of our cooks? How did you? Why did you come back here?
Oh no, we snuck in. It's just. It's a part of our ninja training, like for the students.
I guess, huh?
You guess what?
I don't see anything in our walk-in freezer.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I'll let my manager know.
Okay.
But as far as I know, we don't have anything back here.
Okay. Yeah, we were in there for about 35 minutes.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure
okay.
I set it down, and I must have just forgot to bring it with me.
I just don't see a walkie-talkie. Let me see.
What's a Walkman?
A Walkman. Yeah, I'm looking. I see... Relish, I see. Ribeyes. I don't. Roasted garlic.
Try under W.
I don't see a walk-in or a Walkman. I'm sorry, there's only a few racks in here and I don't see anything like that.
Okay, well, thanks for checking.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let me, if you'd like, maybe you can come back and check yourself.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to come and do that. I just don't see anything. Are you talking about maybe the dry storage? Were you in dry storage or were you in an actual freezer?
No, we were in the actual freezer inside your place there in the back.
Okay.
I know we're not supposed to be back there. It's just part of the training for the students. Sometimes I send them over alone, and they just sneak into your cooler, and they sneak into the back room and stuff.
Huh.
And, you know,
okay, does Larry or Wayne know anything about that?
Oh, no, that's the whole point is to be stealthy and be, like, really ninja-like.
Okay, and what was your name? I'm sorry.
This is Sensei Doug.
Okay, Doug. And, Doug, what's a good phone number, just in case we come across it?
3269.
Okay, Doug. I'm going to keep my eyes out. I'm kind of busy right this moment, but then I'll get right back to you, okay, to let you know.
All right. Thank you.
I just don't see it right now. I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. This is Julie. How may I help you?
Hey, Julie. This is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
I'm sorry. Who?
Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
All right.
I was in your cooler maybe an hour ago. You know, your walk-in cooler.
Okay.
And I think I left my Walkman in there.
Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Ryan! No!
Hello,
Brian?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Uh-huh.
I was in your cooler, in your walk-in cooler, maybe an hour ago. And I think I left my Walkman in there.
Our walk-in, our refrigerator, or the bathroom?
Oh, no, the walk-in, the refrigerator.
And where are you located?
I'm here in the shopping center, you know, on the other side of the bank.
You came in our walk-in? Why would you go in our walk-in?
I was in there with a couple of my students. We were in there hiding.
First off, no one comes in our back door without being an employee here. So there's no way you would have made it back here, and there's no way you would have went into our freezer.
Oh, yes,
so if you're prank calling us, please stop, because we have a business to run, because that doesn't make any sense. I'm a manager, and there's no way we're going to let anybody that don't work here come in our freezer.
Hey, look,
unless
you don't,
delivery stuff.
Sir, I'm a business, too. This is part of the ninja training that my students do. We just sneak into your cooler. We're in there about once a month. And I was just trying to find it.
I'm just saying because I never get... This is a very random call, And if you guys are here once a month, how come you guys haven't been here? And I've been working here since January.
You wouldn't see us come in. You wouldn't see us come in, idiot. It's ninja training. The whole point is not to be seen.
Okay.
So I just...
So
I'm calling
if your whole thing is not to be seen, why would you guys go in the back in our refrigerator with my boss? Because I'm sure if you were here this morning, my boss would have been here.
It wasn't this morning. It was an hour ago.
An hour ago?
You need to stop being such a smartass.
I'm not being a smart anything. I'm just giving you things that I know because this is how I run my store. And there's no way I would let anybody go in the back of my store whether or not I were going.
Yeah, that's why we don't ask.
That's
why we don't ask.
Okay, then this the thing about you're not asking. It doesn't matter if you ask or not. There's no way you would have been in the back of the house because somebody would have seen you back there and would have asked you why are you being back there.
No, they wouldn't have seen us because we're fucking ninjas.
No. It doesn't make you're not making any sense because if you're telling me that you would not would have never seen us, that doesn't make any sense because we would have seen you walk in the back of us. There would have been cameras seeing you. Somebody would have seen you asking you why are you doing in the back. There's no way you would have walked in our restaurant, went in the back, and just simply just walked around our restaurant and just be like, oh, yeah, we can just do this. No.
Look, we're
no
ninjas, you fucking idiot. We're ninjas. You're not going to see us.
Bye.
Finally, somebody challenges me, even though he sounded like he was 13. Look, you guys, I'm done with this. I've been doing this forever now. I'm barely getting any good reactions, so I give up. It's voicemail time.
Hey, RBCP.
Hey.
This is Mick. I've been listening to your show since about 1998, and I really enjoy it, man.
Okay.
You guys keep doing the good work.
We'll try. Right? You know, been doing it since 1998 here on the Snowplow Show. 20 years now, it's just flown by.
Whatever happened to the old phone show podcast feed, I think instead of reviving it and giving you more work, I think you should re-upload the phone show episodes on the Film Losers of America podcast feed so that people can listen to it along with the new phone show and other stuff that you do now.
Okay.
If people just want to listen to, like, the Snowplow Show, I think they can just subscribe to that feed, right? Because don't you have, like, the PLA feed and then the Snowplow feed separate?
Sure,
on the
why
podcast
not?
Podcast Majigger.
Yeah.
And then, also, I think people should stop listening on YouTube, like, altogether, because, like, you miss a lot. I started listening, like, on YouTube 10 years ago, up until 2014, and I missed, like, the majority of the phone show, and I really regret it.
Yeah, you YouTube people, you're idiots listening to the show on YouTube.
Oh, God, so much pressure from that new voicemail message. This is Jacob. I'm
Don't worry, Jacob. I changed it. It is back to a completely boring message that people are going to stop talking about. We're still listening to old messages because I couldn't bear to finish all of these on the last show. But pretty soon, it's going to end. It's going to be great.
The Rockies.
Can't
wait. Calling you from the Appalachian Mountains here, Brad. I'm looking at these mountains and I'm thinking I'm going to go on a trip out west. And the reason I'm calling you is while I'm out there, I'm going to need a place to crash for a night or two, maybe a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to just be knocking on the door anywhere in the next 6 to 8 months, Brad. So
okay.
Appreciate it. I'll be seeing you soon, brother.
Thanks for narrowing that down for me. I can't wait for you to arrive.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh calling from Lexington, South Carolina.
Hey, Josh.
So listen to the show since 2015 when you started calling the Radio Shack's there,
that's not as long as 1998, like that other guy.
No. I stopped listening a couple years ago because, boring as fuck. But, decided to listen again. And I usually, like, listen to it whenever I go to sleep.
So I'm boring.
Go to sleep with your beautiful,
that's what you're saying.
Voice. What the fuck am I doing in my life? I don't know. But, I like to listen to your show, and, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
I don't know. All right, bye. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hello, this is Rob from downtown Massachusetts, and I just want to say I'm a big fan of Mr. Davalina, and I also wanted to, I had a prank idea, and it's, you have a little teddy bear at the, this is bad. Sorry,
yeah.
I mean, Mr. Davalina. At least someone got to listen to this. Mwah.
All right.
Okay, that was weird.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. And you left two other voicemails immediately after that one. I'm going to delete those, not even listen to them. Hopefully those weren't the better two.
Hey, Arby. It's Rico Rocks.
Hey.
Coming at you live. Yep. I just wanted to say, like, I don't know if you knew this, but we're text neighbors, man. You're 5309. I'm 5308. What's up, man?
Whoa.
You should answer your phone calls, because there's been one of our other neighbors.
It's weird how you're not calling from that number.
5307. Her name is Mrs. Cotton. She's been calling me asking for sugar. But
yeah.
On another note,
we'll
get to that some other later date.
I'm sorry you're out of time for your other notes. It's been 30 seconds. Here, I'll let you have one more note.
Switch from your dates to numbers on the Snowplow Show. I was following them, and I finally got off the dates, and I'm on the numbers now. But I was just wondering where the transition led, because I enjoyed the dates, because
yeah.
I could always compare it to
you're not
I
the
was.
Only one.
Like, no matter how lost I was in life, I'd be like, oh, I'm listening to the Snowplow Show.
But I got some complaints about that.
Okay. And I could recalibrate where I was. Well, I was just wondering why you switched from dates to numbers.
I don't know. It just looks prettier, you know? Looks more clean in the YouTube description thing. And the date's there anyway. Sometimes it's off by a day or two, but it's there. And then I get to brag about how many shows I've done and do a special 500th episode. I don't know. It just seemed to make more sense, so I switched to numbered shows. It makes the titles shorter when I don't have to put the month and the day and the year in them.
Hey, Roy, it's Seth from Georgia again. Yeah, sorry for leaving so many messages. It's just your voicemail's so long.
Yep, getting me back.
And yeah, that's the song. Thanks. And I wasn't calling the song gay. I was calling singing the song gay, because that shit's gay.
Yeah, totally
okay,
gay.
Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome.
My brother said that you may actually play that voicemail, and you did, so.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. I forget. I don't remember anything past, you know, just the past couple of days, and it's been a long time since I've done a show. It's all completely wiped from my memory.
Hey, it's Seth again.
Oh, and there you are again. I didn't know it was you because you're calling in anonymous, but I'll just delete that one. Don't worry, I got it all under control. I'm not going to listen to that one.
Oh, hey there, Brad. This is Great Big Pete calling from up here in Canada.
Hey, Great Big Pete.
You know,
Pete.
That episode where you apologized to everybody? It sounded real Canadian, you know? I'm sorry to say that, but it just sounded real Canadian of you.
Yeah,
so,
I can see that.
I think you should officially rename the episode to calling like a Canadian or some shit.
I don't know.
I'm not creative.
I'm going to change
funny.
It.
You think of something.
Okay.
The fuck are you?
All right.
Hugs and kisses, sweetheart. Okay, right. Bye.
That's weird. Thanks, Great Big Pete.
Hi, Brad. It's Chaos Cowboy calling in from sunny Indianapolis.
This is a long voicemail. It better be worth it.
Listen, I really enjoy some of your more confrontational phone calls. Hang up the phone, of course, being the biggest classic.
Yeah, it's getting old, though.
Sometimes you'll do, hey, make her shut up, that kind of thing. But most of the time,
like
your style is more of this sort of bureaucratic, my hands are tied, this is just what's happening, I'm just the guy delivering the message type phone call. I'm wondering if you've ever done anything like really just straightforward, very aggressive, very like mean, combative phone calls to people, like, hey, you're not getting away with that on my neighborhood street, buddy. There's only room for one tough guy on this road.
Yeah,
just call people up and...
I don't think so, now that you mention it. I'm just too nice of a guy to be super combative.
Just be your typical jerk, because you've got this sort of jerk thing going on that's not like most prank callers where they kind of do that. They do the confrontational thing. Most of the time, you're more of this very annoying
just
kind
like
of,
in real life.
Corporate entity type character. Anyways, it'd be great to hear you just really choose some people out over the phone. It's very funny when you...
Now I want to just pause the voicemails and give that a try. But now...
You get into, like, shouting matches and that kind of thing, because some of the stuff you come up with is really fun. Anyways, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Definitely calling in more often. Definitely want to keep it under 30 seconds.
Yeah, this was
Bye.
Minute and 35 seconds, Chaos Cowboy. But you talked about me, so I just kept it going.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Brad, that was sounding weird. Anyways, yeah, I'm calling from Texas. Your show about the chickens really sucked. And I skipped all through that.
Damn it.
Do more Tenants from Hell or something.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep doing the same thing forever.
Good fucker. Bye.
I like the chicken show. What everyone else think? Was the chicken show awful? I'm still getting chicken calls, by the way. Or I was until I broke my asterisk system. But I keep getting voicemails about chickens.
Hey, Brad. It's deep in the heart of Texas.
Clap, clap,
here
clap.
Here to call again and not leave, you know, a minute-long call. Actually, I had a suggestion for a show.
Okay.
You mentioned that there is a Brad's Cactus Shack. By the way, I want to know what episode it is that you mentioned that you used to be a private eye or something. Anyways, you should do calls where you're...
I've mentioned that a lot of times.
...are a private eye. I'm not sure if you've done this before. It sounds like you did, but where you're a private eye and you're calling up people and you say, hey, can I please come inside and, like, go to the bathroom? I really need to go. Or, hey, I'm hungry.
I've been out here watching your house for a while. I ran out of water. Can you bring me a glass of water?
You guys have, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
That sounds fun.
Be a good, funny idea.
Yeah.
Along with you, like, trying to pick up girls on the phone. I think it'd be very fucking hilarious.
Yeah, picking
up
girls.
Brad, I'm about to fucking pass out. I'm really tired.
That's kind of what Devin does on her show. Like, last night, she spent an hour just flirting with some guy. Devin just flirts with guys for 3 hours straight. I'm not complaining, though. It's pretty funny. She gets some weird ones.
Hey, this is Player FM Guy.
Hey.
Remember the episode where you told someone that you fell off their roof because it didn't have rails, and they had to pay for your back injury?
I do.
What was that episode?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody else out there knows. So if you know what episode that was, leave a comment or call into the voicemail and let him know. He would really appreciate it.
Hey, Brad, it's the Duelist.
Hey.
Love the new message. That was really funny. I just listened to the show where you were doing the radio call-in show, and oh my God, that guy that told you to get in your fucking car and come down there and then told you that you're a bunch of idiots, like, running the station. Oh my God, I about pissed my pants.
Yeah.
Love the show. Keep
those
up the good work.
Fun.
Butterfly kisses.
I got to do some more of those soon. Maybe I'll make that the hobo-sode this week.
This is the Walmart Photo Lab. I can't say I appreciate your message, but we have a 20x30 mounted material.
She is referring to the old message where I think I was cursing and talking about being drunk or something.
Real picture here for you that has been here since 5:10. We only hold our things usually for 30 days. We're calling to let you know that it's here and you need to come pick it up. The first time we called you on the 13th of May, it said it was not a workable number.
What? Bye. Nuh-uh. The PLA voicemail always works. It looks like she was probably the very last person to ever get to hear the old voicemail message, because that message was from Sunday, and that's the only one that's left on Sunday. That's the day that I changed the voicemail. Here, I want to hear her say that again.
This is the Walmart Photo Lab. I can't say I appreciate your message, but we have...
That's great. I'm not going to call the photo lab, though. I don't want
to
do that.
Hey, Brad or Roy, I'm not actually calling to talk to you. I'm calling to talk to my friend. So maybe you can pass on the message.
All right, hurry up.
Listening.
Hurry up.
It's President Cactus will be his name. I just want to let him know that my stepmom gave me some cereal. There's one called Choco Chimps, one called Cheetah Chomps, another one called Amazon Flakes. They're all like organic cereal.
Okay. But, all right. Thanks for the voicemail. Hope he gets the message. Wow, look at this. I'm almost finishing up all the messages.
In the cellar after the heavy rain.
Oh, no, this thing.
They're not listed in the new phone book.
A large size in stockings is hard to sell. The juice of lemons makes fine punch.
It's that thing that Matt Hillock always plays on his show.
Smoke poured out of every crack. Serve the hot rum to the tired heroes.
Those words were the cue for the actor to leave.
Good times.
A yacht slid around the...
Thanks, whoever sent that in.
Hey, it's Corbin. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm calling today because I want to make a music request.
All right.
It kind of sucks
what is
that
it?
I already have it queued up on my computer. Oh, not my computer, my PlayStation. Yay, I watch YouTube videos on PS3. Anyhow,
yeah, okay.
Stairway to Hamilton, B.A. Johnson, Hobo for Life, come on. You got to use that song again. It's been a while. Here, I'm going to play it and you can listen and hang up on me. All right, bye.
I play that all the time on the Hobosodes. I guess you're not a subscriber on there, are you? But okay, Corbin guy, I'm going to play Hobo for Life at the end of the show, which is right about now. I think we've heard enough voicemails. So that's the end. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show. Tokus Pocus, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Miguel F., Where's Wolf, and Arbitrary Alex. Please support the show if you can. You can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Just $5 a month gets you an extra show every single week, sometimes two of them. It's a pretty good deal. Thanks everybody that supports the show and keeps this thing going. You guys are the best. Be sure to follow Phone Losers on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. Follow the other YouTube account, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. That's the one where I just post the single pranks. It's kind of like a best of show. And there's a PLA Instagram now that's separate from my own Instagram. It's instagram.com/phonelosers. I posted something on there just a few days ago. Join the Discord, join the Reddit. There's links in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. So many links to so many things. I think it's about time for me to play Corbin Guy's request song. This is B.A. Johnston, Hobo for Life. My philosophy degree, not what it's cracked up to be. Oh, these walls keep closing in. Trent University should have money back guarantee. Oh, these walls keep closing in. My lack of job skills is frightening me like a great white shark. Oh, like a zombie. Fine line between being a boy man and being a homeless bum. Oh, those baked beans, how I can taste them. I might be a hobo for life with a sharp ass hobo knife, stabbing people for nickels. Middle sticks as far as the eye can see. Is that to be my destiny? Man, I really hate cream corn. So I'm making a delicious hobo stew. It's mulligan good for.
No place to plug it in. Why didn't I pay more attention in grade 10 French? At the time, it seemed kinda lame.
Buddy. Okay. All right. Just thought I'd check. I'm just trying to find it.
All right. I hope you find it, bud.
Okay. I'm not your bud, pal.
Well, I just wanted to say bud. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The fuck was that?